You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network
and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
Would you like to create financial stability, longevity, and prosperity in your life? I am Atiba Thompson, and welcome to Becoming Financially Fit for Life, a program that will help individuals avoid financial hardships. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Call me now at 877-932-9766 to become financially fit for life.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with Becoming Financially Fit for Life. I am Atiba, and this is radio the way it should be heard. Today's show is Becoming an Entrepreneur, How to Become an Effective Entrepreneur. We have William J. Carter, Executive Director of Increase CDC, in the studio with us, and he's going to be sharing his insight on this topic. Now, William Carter's responsibility including providing leadership and developing programs, organizational structure, and financial management of the corporation. Prior to Increase CDC, he was a partner in Mark Trends One, a startup business in Columbus, Ohio, where he served as Vice President of Operations and Business Development. Carter has held various management positions at companies such as SBC Ameritech and Shindana Toys. Carter is actively involved in this community and currently serves on the boards of Ohio CDC, Micro Enterprise Organization of Ohio, the Northeast Area Commission, and First Tee while serving at his church in various capacities. He is married to Deborah Carter and has 6 children, 23 grandchildren to date, and also 1 great-grandchild.
Right.
So thank you, and please welcome Mr. Carter to our show. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, and thanks for that overview. You reminded me of some things about me.
It's always a pleasure to have you on our show. I know you've been on last year, so we want to just touch base on Increase CDC and tell us a little bit about that organization.
Well, we started back in 1999 as an outreach of our church, Columbus Christian Center Church, and our objective was to get people from the community that should be or could be starting their own business instead of looking for employment, okay? And so we talk about being self-employed rather than being employed by another corporation. But in order for them to become self-employed, they needed to learn some things. Sure. Some things like how to research for a business, how to write the business plan for the business, and how to go about the process of getting it filed and getting the business organized so that they could go out and get it going and start making some money. So we started doing this business for the community of the church. And then when we moved over on Cassidy and Agler, we decided to take it out to the full community around there. And so now, at that time, we were focusing on the Northeast area community, but now we are doing the entire Franklin County community and even some outside of Franklin County and in the rest of the Central Ohio area.
Well, now you say self-employed entrepreneurship. On this show, we constantly talk about using your 9-to-5 as a stepping stone rather than a plateau and becoming an entrepreneur. We know the top 50,000 wealthiest people in the world are all self-employed. Mm-hmm. So what made you really focus on self-employed individuals?
Well, it's a way that people can rise up out of poverty, particularly, and that's one way. And, of course, going all the way to, as you mentioned, those 50,000 people that are entrepreneurs and making a good living. And, you know, we don't need to even go further than Bill Gates.
Sure.
Or Steve Jobs. Those people or Mark Zuckerberg. Those are entrepreneurs that have really made a lot of money.
Absolutely.
And anybody that has the drive, has the passion, has the willingness to research and study and then actually go out and sell their product or service can reach that same kind of height. But even if they just did enough to increase their household income, sure, they're still accomplishing some things and they made their life better.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, once again on this show, we talk about our community really needing more entrepreneurs. Back in the day in our communities, the dollar used to circulate over and over again. That's because we had several family-owned businesses and just a lot of businesses in the communities. But it seems like a lot of people have kind of strayed away from that and kind of look at, I'm not going to say look for a safety blanket at a 9-to-5, but we don't have as many entrepreneurs as we did in our communities back in the day. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, tell us a little bit about the importance of becoming an entrepreneur in your community.
Well, you mentioned the concept of money turning over several times in the community, and that's the real essence of what entrepreneurship is all about, turning that money over within the community that you operate in. So whether it's Gahanna or Westerville or Hilliard, if you can keep that money turning over, then you can improve the status of the people that live in that community and make that community better. So entrepreneurship, these small businesses that are doing something, providing services to that community, now are causing that community to turn over. And as they grow, they start to hire other people.
Absolutely.
So now you've got the person that's getting a paycheck and also buying products and services in the community, and so that increases the number of turns that money can generate. And so the bottom line is that everybody gets better,
sure,
as a result of that entrepreneur or those entrepreneurs that actually start businesses in their community.
Absolutely. Now, I know Increase CDC has a variety of programs that you guys offer and then also some classes that individuals can attend. Some of the classes you have are called Leadership, Discovering the Leader in You, Human Resources, Recruiting and Retaining Your Best Employees, Marketing, Building Your Brand, Sales Strategies and Techniques, and you also have Workbook Workshops, and then Finance, Financial Management and Analysis Overview. Can you tell us a little bit about some of those classes that you offer there at CDC?
And the classes that you mentioned are part of our Managing the Business program. We call it CEO Workshop.
Okay.
Because once you write that business plan and get that business started, now is when the real challenge comes in terms of managing it and getting it into a level of sustainability. Right. So those trainings are designed specifically to teach people some of the skills that they need to manage that business. So there are five pillars that we really look at in terms of managing a business. And those pillars are, and you mentioned them, but they are leadership, mm-hmm, is one, marketing, sales, human resources, and I can't think of the fifth one.
The QuickBooks or the finance management.
Well, that's finance management. But the real thing is that there's a financial intelligence piece that we want to make sure that people understand the different statements that are produced and how to read those statements, how to generate them yourself. So, for example, there's a balance sheet, mm-hmm, that we need to understand what that balance sheet means, what it says, and what you can do to improve it. So those kind of classes are what we deal with in terms of the management class, the management program. On the side of that, we also do some skills for operating the business. And that's where the QuickBooks comes in. We talk about social media as another way of marketing your business. So those kinds of things are all part of that, geared to how to manage the business after you get started.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is TalkTainmentRadio.com. This is Financially Fit for Life, and we truly appreciate you listening to our show. However, I want you to check out some other shows on TalkTainmentRadio.com, such as join host Danielle Brown Sugar on Sports Benson, and guest Ringside on a High Octane Sports broadcast that covers the latest news and controversies from the world of sports. Go inside the lives of high-profile sports stars, hear highlights and commentary on contract negotiations, negotiations, league lockouts, and more. Don't let the lipstick fool you. Turn into Brown Sugar on Sports. Broadcast heard live exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Financially Fit for Life, we have William Carter in the studio with us, and he is the director of Increase CDC, and he's been giving us some insight on some of the classes that they offer there. Now, Mr. Carter, I heard you talk about business plan. Now, we always say on this show, a vision without a plan is just a hallucination, but a vision with a plan is innovation. So let's talk about individuals who have that vision of wanting to become a successful entrepreneur, but don't necessarily know how to establish a business plan. I know your organization helps them with that. So let's talk about the importance of a business plan and what that is.
I'm glad you brought that up, Matiba, because many people have that dream. And they go to bed at night and they dream about it. They wake up in the morning and they dream about it. And they keep walking through the day and they dream about it, but they don't do anything about it.
Right.
Our job is to help them to take that dream and put it on paper so that they know how to go about implementing it. Right. So the business plan program that we offer, and in fact there are two, okay, is to help the person to really articulate what this business is all about, what this dream is saying to you, what this vision is that you can see into the future and determine how far you're going to take this business. So the first thing that we do is to talk about the business itself, the business concept. And we start to do that research now that starts to validate that concept. So in other words, if you think that you can go out and turn pumpkin seeds into some sellable product, well, go find out if anybody has done that before. Go find out if there's some research going on or some development kinds of things. So it's a whole piece of researching that idea and getting that down on paper. So our program will assist you in doing that. We'll give you the resources at the libraries to help you do the research. And then we want you to articulate that. We want you to write it out, type it out, actually,
sure,
and then give it to us for us to assess it, to give you some feedback on what you've done and send you in another direction if it's not quite what we're looking for. So that's one aspect of it. We want to get that business defined. Mm-hmm. Second aspect of it is to define the market, who you're going to sell this to,
right,
what the product is, how much does it cost, who the people are that are going to buy it, and how are you going to let those people know that you're here and that you have this product. And that could be a challenge. If you develop the wrong marketing plan, then you won't get that product out there.
Absolutely.
If you don't identify your competitor and understand your differentiation, how you are different than what that competitor is already out there selling, then you probably won't get the market. You won't get that your share of it. So we spend a lot of time talking about market. And again, it covers those four things, the product, and what this product really means.
Right.
Okay. How is it benefiting the market that you want to sell this to? Who is that market? Because it could be anything from kids to youth to young adults and on and on and on. Okay.
Right.
And it could have a geographic perspective as well. So we work a lot through that. We work a lot through competitors.
Sure.
And all this is involving some research.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, now you know who they are. How are you going to tell them you're here?
Absolutely.
So that starts from a business card and a flyer, and it moves into networking and whatever else you want to do.
Absolutely.
All the way up to TV and radio and all those things. So
right,
it's a whole strategy there. Then the other part that we go through is how are you going to structure the business? How are you going to set it up? Okay, you can do a sole proprietorship, you can do an LLC or a corporation or partnership, those kinds of things, and we talk about the pros and cons of each one,
mm-hmm,
so that you know what's best for you.
Sure.
Who's going to be your advisors? What is your insurance going to be? And who are you going to get it from? We talk about all of those kinds of things, and then we touch on an operating system. So if you're manufacturing, for example, how do you get the initial materials that you need? and how do you process that material into a sellable product, and how do you deliver it to the customer?
Okay? Right.
The big part, though, is this is what stumps a lot of people, is the financials.
Definitely.
So we work through identifying what your product is, who you're going to sell it to, and you've got all of that. Now we start saying, how many of these are you going to sell at what price?
Right.
And most people will have two, three, four different products, if you will. So we put all those things on a sales forecast sheet, and then we move that into a profit and loss sheet, and then we move that into a cash flow sheet,
right.
And then we just a balance sheet.
Sure.
To a balance sheet. Sure. So they have the full set of financial documents that are going to be required mm-hmm. for you to manage the business, but also they have the full set of financial documents that says that you've done the research, you know what you're doing, you know how you're going to do it, and now somebody may fund you to get this thing going.
Absolutely. And I want to talk, just go back a little bit about you saying the marketing trends and things like that. Just on a personal note, I was going to start a restaurant. And as you know, restaurants have a lot of turnover, and they're usually going out of business in the first 1 or 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So as I had the vision of having a good restaurant, more or less like somewhat of a juke joint, you know, ribs and blues singers and things like that, I had a great idea. I had a great place to put it. But once I did my business plan and all the profit and loss and balance sheets and things like that, it was going to be tough for me to survive just because of the level of the competition. There are a lot of different a lot of different restaurants out here that are going to be similar. Mm-hmm. So really, how am I going to market? What about my location? So that business plan ultimately kind of tells you if you're going to succeed or if you're not going to succeed.
Right.
And then you're taking it a step further with just not writing the business plan, but you're showing them all about the financials and whatnot. So more or less, increase CDC is what I'm doing is I have a vision. I'm going to write that down, such as a business plan. And then you're going to kind of critique it and say, hey, you may want to look at that, or you may want to look at a different area. Is that what you guys are doing at increase CDC?
More correctly, we're going to help you to write that down.
Oh, okay.
So
okay. We
have a 10-week class
All right.
that meets once a week,
uh-huh.
for 3 hours. And during those 3 hours, we have an instructor.
Mm-hmm.
That deals with the subject at hand, whatever it is, shows you what this is all about and how to deal with it. Okay, and so it depends on whether it's marketing or financials or the organization structure. But those people talk you through all of that. Then you go and write that up and bring it back to us.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it in. We, over the next week, will review that, give you our comments, and then give it back to you and ask you to upgrade what you wrote.
Sure.
Based on the comments that we gave you. If you did it right, no problem. But if you didn't, you know, this gives you the assistance, the ongoing assistance, to get that to the level that it needs to be at.
Absolutely. And I know you said at the end that business plans help you get funding. A lot of times when you go to get loans and things like that, they're going to want to see that business plan and that profit and loss to make sure that they're actually investing in a company that's going to be profitable and pay them back.
And it's not just a lot of times. It's all the time.
All the times. Okay.
Everybody that you go to for funding is going to want to see that you have spent the time doing the research and writing this business plan so that it fully describes what you're going to do, who you're going to do it to, what are you going to do about the competition, how you're going to make the people know that you're here, how you're structured, and what your finances are.
If I just have a vision of wanting to start a business, can I come see you guys, or do I need to have some sort of great idea first?
A vision.
Just
vision,
a vision.
Dream, yeah. Dreams are more immediate, if you will.
Uh-huh.
Vision is where you're going to go with that dream. Okay,
right.
So we want both, but you really only need to have that dream, that idea, something that you think you have some passion for. Okay, because if you don't have the passion, then we're not getting anywhere. Okay,
absolutely, absolutely. So. Is there certain times that we have to schedule these classes to do the business plan, or do you have a calendar on your website?
I don't know if the calendar is on yet, but it is coming for sure. And The class, the next round of classes, we do these in semesters. They run from January to March, and then April to June, and okay. then October, September to November.
Perfect.
10 weeks, and the next class will be starting in. That'll start April 15th.
And you know what? I want to hold that thought, Mr. Carter. This is TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio and the home of Brother K, educating to liberate on Conversate in the AM. Stay right there. More with William Carter, director of Increase CDC, up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This program is brought to you by Southland Hearing Aids and Audiology, your personalized hearing solution. 614-442-7680 or southlandhearingaids.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is now more listener-friendly. We've categorized the programs that air on TalkTainment Radio.
Phenomenal Monday.
Conversation with Don Carimo.
Strange Phenomena.
Special Features Report.
The Now Age.
Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and click on Programs for Times and Podcasts. Click Listen. Listen live for current programs being aired. We are the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA, America's wireless companies, and the National Safety Council.
Blue is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller's sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
This moment of uncontrollable laughter was made possible by a 32-year-old man with little to no coordination attempting to execute a simple cartwheel. His name is Sergeant Warner, but young James, our laughing friend here, simply calls him Dad. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a range of pep talkers standing by. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org and find free classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM. Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is Atiba on Becoming Financially Fit for Life. You may join in on the conversation by calling 877-932-9766. We have William J. Carter, Executive Director of Increase CDC, in the studio with us. And his responsibilities including providing leadership, developing programs, organizational structure, and financial management of the corporation. He has been sharing some of his insight on how to become an effective effective business owner. He's gave us some insight on how to establish a business plan by getting that vision together, writing those goals down, and then sitting with Increase CDC so that they can critique it and make sure that you're going to start an effective business that will start. So we're going to jump right back into the show. And now that we understand the fundamentals of a business plan, Mr. Carter, tell us, how do we start a business?
Well, that's a good idea. We should talk about that. We have a program that runs about an hour and a half, and we talk about how to start a business. We talk about the meaning of business and the meaning of your program as it relates to the marketplace that you're going to serve. And then some of the things we talked about earlier of how do you reach that market, what do you do, and how do you put the financials together. That's a program that we do once or twice a week that is held at generally at the public libraries around the city.
Okay.
And also at our offices. But we have one tonight, for example, that is at our office, and it's only an hour and a half, and it's free. Mm-hmm. But it'll give you a good sense of what you need to be thinking about in terms of trying to put this business together. And, of course, one of those things is the business plan.
Absolutely.
But we'll talk extensively about that at that hour and a half seminar.
Sure.
Starting tonight. There are others coming up next week, the following week, because we're preparing for the actual business plan class. So if anybody out there wants to attend one of these how to start a business seminars, it's on our website, I'm sure. But if you don't see it, then our office number is 476-1758 here in Columbus, and we have that whole list available. It'd be too long to go through all those locations. But, for example, we'll be at Reynoldsburg Library April 2nd, Carl Road on April 3rd, Gahanna on April 4th. So there are a lot of them coming up.
Absolutely, in all different parts of the community. So if you're available, definitely get to one of those meetings. Now, I know you touched on earlier in the show the business management workshop. Let's just go back into it real quick and just tell them a little bit about some of those things that entail, that are intricacies of the business management workshop.
Okay. And again, there are five pillars that we really focus on because we want to make sure that the person understands these key things that are required of that CEO to really manage the business, run it, get it to a point where you can start to hire people and then keep that sustainability going. So one of our classes is leadership, and that's a very important component of business because you're the boss.
Absolutely.
You will be the boss. You've got to make sure you run that business correctly. Human resources, you've got to hire the right people at the right time that you need them and be able to sort through those candidates so you find the best person that you can for that particular position. How do you market this business? Because if you don't market it and tell the message out there, then, you know, it'd be hard to get people to spend their money with you, right?
Right.
And then how do you close that sale? Because if you don't make that transaction happen, even though they know about you and they're talking to you, if you don't close the deal,
right,
make the transaction of money for the product, then again, it's no good. And then the final thing in that five pillar series is the financial intelligence. How do you make sure that you get this money accounted for correctly and that you can interpret the different statements that you'll be producing and what they mean and how you can improve upon them? And then we have, again, a lot of other classes such as social media and QuickBooks management, those kinds of things, to help you do these kinds, all those five things.
Absolutely. Well, we truly appreciate you going over the workshops again. We're going to go into your new program, but first we're going to have a public service announcement on behalf of Talktainment Radio, and the difference is you. It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes the same time to create a dropout, and the difference could be you. Become a volunteer, reader, tutor, or mentor, because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Take the pledge at UnitedWay.org and make a difference in the life of a child. A public service message brought to you by United Way and Ad Council. We're going to jump right back into the conversation. We have William Carter, Executive Director of Increase CDC, and he's been telling us how to become an effective business owner. He's told us about a little bit about the business plans, the business workshops. We're going to jump into the IDA program. It's a new program that you have there.
Well, IDA is a program that we've been doing for a few years now, but we've adjusted our market for the IDA program and for our revolving loan fund into a program that we call Launchpad, which just want to take a minute and kind of define that for
you. Please.
Because the issue for us is that we train a lot of people. We've trained over 1,000 people since we got started. And many of those people don't actually start their business for whatever reason. Some of those reasons we understand, but some of them we don't, and that's because maybe there's some fear in terms of getting the business started and being able to do it successfully. maybe it's that they just don't have the proper support. Maybe they have financial issues that, like a poor credit score, that don't allow them to get funding. So we have come up with a program that we call Launchpad. And it's a six-month case management program that, number one, identifies and helps you with removing some of those barriers. So if it's credit and credit scores and things, then we'll talk to you about how to get that, at least on the path toward getting it started, getting it improved.
Sure.
If it's fear, well, you know, we'll put our arm around you and say, come on, let's go together. But whatever the case may be, we are trying our best to make sure that a person knows more about how to handle this business than just the business plan, and that they can be successful. So it's 6 months, and over 6 months, we will expose the participant to all of the business management, CEO management courses that we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
They will attend all of those.
Wow.
They will also have consultants that will help them to upgrade their business plan.
Okay.
And the plan that we create is kind of a basic plan,
sure.
But we'll take them to the next level of upgrading that plan. We'll also have coaches that will help them to deal with issues that might be going on in their world or toward their business.
Sure.
And then we'll have some peer-to-peer sessions that will allow them to talk to each other about best practices. We'll have facilitators for that those sessions. So over 6 months, they will get this business to a point, ideally, that says, I don't have any more fear. I've got some money. That's where the IDA and our loan fund come in. We will be working with that project as well. and maybe I've overcome some of the barriers, some of the other kind of barriers that were inhibiting me from actually getting this business started. So that's one thing that we're doing in that Launchpad program. The other thing in that program is that we will have some support services that they can purchase, if you will, so that they are outsourcing some of these things that are required in starting and running a business so that they can stay out there generating revenue, delivering the product, and making folks happy.
Sure.
So, you know, for example, we'll have a person, we'll have some companies that will do your website for you, for example.
Wow.
Now, you got to pay for that.
Okay, but still,
though. And you don't have to spend the time doing it.
Right.
You can be outside.
Right.
It's a concept called working on the business versus working in it.
Understandable.
And so the objective is to work on the business, and that is generating customers and revenue and all of that, rather than sitting behind a desk building a website.
Right.
So we'll have a lot of those kinds of support services that you can outsource things to until such time that you have the staff within your organization to take it back in-house.
Sure.
So that'll be a part of it. The other thing is our increased community business network, which allows you to meet and greet people that you may want to talk to or build a relationship with or sell a product to. And that happens once a month. So that'll be part of this six-month Launchpad program.
Okay.
So we think that we've come up with a way to say, of those people that have whatever they are in terms of barriers or inhibitors,
mm-hmm.
let's get over them.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people just sit at home with that business plan up on their shelf because they don't know what to do next because they know they got these issues.
Right.
Well, we want to overcome those issues and get them on to doing
wonderful.
What they need to do.
That Launchpad program is definitely sounds great, and I think everyone should attend it. We actually have a caller on the line, Irwin Cartwright. How are you doing today?
Well, I was listening to what's his name, William?
Uh-huh. Mr. Carter, William Carter.
Yes. What he was saying, so just say if a corporation, you're at the point where you have everything accepted that you said that is required, except for the financials, because maybe that might hold them back. Do y'all extend that service just in those periods? Just saying, do you have to, even if they don't need those other services, do they still have to go through the whole 10 weeks?
Yeah.
No, you don't have to go through the whole 10 weeks. What you may need is 5 weeks of one-on-one, and it might behoove you to just go back and go through the 10 weeks just to make sure that you've got everything in place. You say you have that, and I believe you, but I would like to review that and take you through the class to make sure that you're getting that other input so that you can get it all the way.
Right, I understand what you're saying. It's just like you're checking the list twice. Just if you say that you got, let's see if you have it all, is that all that you really need?
Right.
And so, because a lot of times what you're saying is people come in and you do have a good idea and you don't know how to go across that threshold, maybe you can't present your financials like maybe that you should, or if it's a three-year projection, and that's where you're weak at. Those are areas that's where you're weak at. That you're stripping those areas and spend a little bit more time with that person if that's all that they need. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying two things. Number one, if you're in the class, then we will work with you in the classroom environment as well as one-on-one to make sure that we get this clear understanding and get those projections on paper. If, on the other hand, like you initially said, if you already have a major part of the plan but you just need some assistance with the financials, then we would work with you on that portion of it alone. So either way is fine. Both of them cost something, right? But but we can address either issue. If you'd like to talk about this further, our phone number is 614-476-1758.
And Carter, I'm going to hold you to after the break. This is TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's our address worldwide and locally. We're here 24/7 around the world. Radio, the way it should be heard. Stay right there. More with William Carter of Increase CDC up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is now more listener-friendly. We've categorized the programs that air on TalkTainment Radio.
Wednesday, news, politics, and sports.
Rebranding America.
The Resilience Project.
Justice Matters.
Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and click on programs for times and podcasts. Click Listen Live for current programs being aired. We are the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Hey, can I tell you something?
Sure, what is it?
I want to tell you about someone being cyberbullied.
What is cyberbullied?
Cyberbully is when someone is being bullied over the internet and this person can't take it and is thinking about suicide.
Have you told someone?
No, I haven't told anyone but you. It's not my business, is it?
Yes, it is. Tyrion says it's okay to tell the proper authorities. You must tell.
You're right. It is okay to tell, and I might even be able to save her life.
Good, because if you don't tell, I will, because cyberbullying is abuse.
Thanks. I'm going to tell now.
The women we love, the women who love us, they are dying. Heart disease is our number one killer, taking more lives than all forms of cancer combined. But we have the power to save those lives, our lives, because the greatest force for women is women. It's time to stand together, to fight harder, to shout louder. It's time to go red for women.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
On All in Our Family, Saturday, April the 6th at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, our topic is, what exactly is child abuse anyway? Join us when representatives from Franklin County Children's Services will answer this question and more. This is S. Yolanda Roberts.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is Atiba on Becoming Financially Fit for Life. You may join in on the conversation by calling 877-932-9766. Today's topic is becoming an effective entrepreneur, and we have William Carter, Executive Director of Increase CDC, in the studio with us, and he's been telling us how to start a business, how to write a business plan, and some of the workshops that Increase CDC offers. So we're going to do a quick recap. So, Mr. Carter, once again, how do we start a business?
Well, first off, I would say that you need to be thinking about what you really want to do, what your dream is, what you're considering, and then start to do some research on that. Is it something that's already being done? If it is, then how are they doing it? And, you know, what the competitors are offering, what the pricing, those kinds of things. But we also have a little seminar that's starting this – we're starting tonight with a seminar on how to start a business. And that's going to be from I'm looking at my notes here. I should have already had that. 6 o'clock to 7:30 at Increase CDC. That's 2215 Suite A, Citygate Drive, just north of the airport. So that'll be going on for the next 2 weeks. We'll have seminars once or twice a week, and you can find out about those either on our website or at 476-1758. So those things are going on, and then we'll go into our business planning semesters, where we have two programs that we do business planning for. One is obviously a for-profit business. So that's a 10-week class. And then we have a nonprofit business program that is also 10 weeks. Both of these are running concurrently. And they're both offered at our offices on 2215A City Gate Drive. So we're doing those starting April 15th, and they'll run through end of June. So the other thing that we're doing is offering these workshops, these seminars on business management, and those will be running once a month, various times. And they'll cover the five pillars of leadership, five pillars of management, which include leadership, human resources, marketing, sales, and financial intelligence. And then we also have some operating seminars that include things like QuickBooks and social media and marketing, those kinds of things. So check our website. All that information should be on the website, and that's www.increasecdc.org, or call us 476-1758. That's area code 614. So all those things are available to you. We'd love to see you at our location to take advantage of those things. We also have our business network luncheons that occur every month, third Thursday, from 11:30 to noon, I'm sorry, to 1 o'clock. And the next one is going to be on April 18th, and that'll be talking about a lot of people call it Obamacare, but it's the Affordable Care Act and how it affects small business. So we have a representative from the Small Business Administration that's going to be speaking to us about that on April 18th. Now, the other thing that we're doing is our micro awards program. And that's where we honor 10 people in our community that are doing a good job with their business and with their giving back within their communities. And that's an event that we've been doing for about ninth year for us to do it. It'll be held on May 23rd, 5 o'clock to about 8. And it's going to recognize those 10 people in the community that are doing a good job. And we have a group of people that are narrowing down those nominees as we speak. But we also have the graduates from our business planning program that will be recognized at that event. And this year, the City Councilman A. Troy Miller will be our keynote speaker. And he'll be telling us some things that can positively or otherwise affect small businesses in Central Ohio. So we think it's going to be a very exciting event. Again, we've been doing it for about 10 years, 9 years, I think. And we're real proud of being able to honor people, entrepreneurs that are doing a good job with their business and those people that are aspiring to become entrepreneurs and having gone through our programs and are graduating at that event.
Absolutely. Increase CDC has a whole lot going on and is definitely empowering our community with helping us become more entrepreneurs and business owners. Now, I know before the break we had a caller, Urban Cartwright, and he's still on the phone with us. And I want to make sure he gets all his questions answered. So, Mr. Cartwright, can you go back into detail about some of the questions that you had prior to the break?
Well, I was asking William about if you have your plan and you're just down to the final stages for the people that's out there, that can you come to your program to get just, you know, certain or where you're weak at, get those services provided? And so he answers that because it is important that there is programs out there, William. I understand what you're doing very well. And as a program designer trying to bring inner city youth back into the fray, one of the key components to a program is that they have these experiences and understand understand how to develop these new businesses in the construction trades or whatever type of business that they're going to develop, because it's not as easy as people think. You have to have that right formula. And what your agency is doing is that you're providing that outlet to these inspiring entrepreneurs. God bless you for that.
You said that well, and I appreciate your comments. But back to your question, yes, you can work with us in either manner. You can go through our business planning program, which is that 10-week program, 3 hours a night, one day a week. Or you can come in on a one-hour appointment, and we can review, we can discuss, we can assist in you working on a topic or item. You said financials, but I'm saying that within financials, there are several aspects of it, the sales forecast, those kind of things. So we can work with you in that manner as well.
You know what, and I have another quick question for you. A lot of times, just say if you are a person that just maybe developing a business, sometimes to make that transition to be able to talk with corporate people or to understand that corporate environment, is that something that you assess as inspiring entrepreneurs and also making that transition sometimes?
Well, we do talk through things, and hopefully it will address the issues that you bring to us. And so if it's that particular issue of how to interact with corporate America, then yes, we can do that. I don't want to overstate our capacity, but I've worked in corporate America for 30-some years, so I think I know a little bit about how they operate.
Yeah, but you know, like our youth, our young people, as they develop these skills, they're going to have to get these skills from organizations, but they might not be able to afford to go to college and get the necessary skills. They might have the skills to develop a business, but to make those giant leaps forward, have to talk, go in the bank, and handle, you know, relaying your information about whatever you're trying to, service that you're trying to provide. A lot of people need those kind of assistance also. And so that's why I was asking, does your agency help these young people make that transition?
One of the components of our program is that at the end, the last session of those 10 weeks is that each participant has to get up in front of the class and some invited guests and actually present their business plan and be critiqued on it. So I think that that's getting at some of the questioning you had as to whether we can assist them. So they will have that first opportunity to actually present that business plan to someone by doing it in that our environment.
Oh, okay, Dan. That's beautiful. Great job.
Definitely. And I just want to talk back on the Micro Entrepreneur Awards. We didn't give the date and time. When is that taking place again?
The Micro Awards is going to be May 23rd, and it's going to be from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock, but it's two segments of it. The first segment is a reception, and that reception is going to be $15 if you order it in advance, or $20 at the door, but that will be a networking opportunity as well as getting some good food. And then the second part of it will start at 6:30, which will be the actual awards event and the graduation, and that should be finished by 8 o'clock. I think every year we've done this, we have finished within 5 minutes of that 8 o'clock time, and I want to make sure we keep doing that. But, and again, the awards are for 10 entrepreneurs in our community that are doing a good job with their business and giving back something to their community. And then A. Troy Miller, who is the chairman of the Small and Minority Business Committee at Columbus City Council, is going to be our keynote speaker. So should be an exciting event. There are opportunities for sponsorship of that event or having a booth or whatever. And so just call our office and talk to us about how you can go about that.
You know, Mr. Carter, can you give us, our listeners out there, some words of advice? Those individuals that are working at 9 to 5, using it as a plateau rather than a stepping stone, but they have ambition about wanting to become a business owner, wanting to get their communities back on track and things like that, but are a little scared. Can you give them some word of advice?
Well, one thing we suggest to people in that condition, and that's, maybe that's the wrong word, but at any rate, we suggest that people start their business while they retain their day job, okay? We don't want them to lose all the benefits and the money that's associated with that day job while they pull this business together. So initially, we encourage people to keep the day job, work the business in the off hours, and develop it until such point that they can leave the day job and really get the advantages of the entrepreneur program. So that would be one thing that I would suggest. The other is that entrepreneurship has a way of really creating some revenue, some income, and therefore increasing that household income for us. So, you know, if you're interested in doing that, which a lot of us are,
sure.
Entrepreneurship is a good way to go about it. And then thirdly, there's a sense of pride of being an entrepreneur, of doing a good job in your community. And so you have to be an entrepreneur in order to get that, okay?
Absolutely.
So, and you'll evidence that by delivering your product and service on time, growing the business and sustaining it so that you can pay your bills every month and all those things, and that you can then hire some people. You can create jobs for somebody else, okay, which is another way of giving back to your community. So a lot about being an entrepreneur is about making some money, yes.
Sure.
But giving something back.
Absolutely. Becoming an effective entrepreneur is not only about making money, but also impacting your community and also employing individuals. And we need more leaderships and more entrepreneurs in our community to get our communities back on track, give our kids a sense of pride, give them some leadership to look up to, let them know that just because you go to college does not necessarily mean you're going to get a job, but also it's a good way to get an education. But please focus on becoming your own boss, and not just to make money, but like I said, to help the community. Let that dollar circulate 100 times like it did back in the day. There was a story we had on our show called Black Wall Street, where the dollar circulated at least 100 times before it left the community. So we want to get that back into our community to make sure our kids have something to look up to. So we're getting ready to take off, but one more thing, Mr. Carter, just give them one last word of advice. One last.
Call us at 476-1758 or come to our How to Start seminar tonight, 6 o'clock to 7:30 at 2215 Suite A on Citygate Drive, and hear more about what we do and how we do it.
And we thank you so much. You're listening to Financially Fit for Life. If you are looking to become financially fit for life, please email me at Atiba, A-T-I-B-A, at ubfine.com. That's A-T-I-B-A at Y-O-U-B-E-F-I-N-E. We specialize in helping individuals with credit, helping them become effective homeowners, protecting their family with life and health insurance, and like we talked about today, helping them become effective entrepreneurs. This is TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is radio the way it should be heard.
Creating financial growth. I am Atiba. Thanks for joining me. This is Becoming Financially Fit for Life on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Thank you for listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power. Radio, the way it should be heard.